True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, we're excited because WWE Friday Night SmackDown is here in the Upstate tonight. And we're going to have undisputed WWE Champion Cody Rhodes, WWE Women's Champion Tiffany Stratton, United States Champion Sami Zayn, Solo Sikoa, and more. And it is exciting right now because we have Chelsea Green. She's a Canadian professional wrestler. She is part of SmackDown and the leader of the Green Regime. Woo-hoo. Hello, Chelsea.
Hi.
Hey, we're excited to have you on. We're excited about SmackDown coming to Greenville. And you're going to be here.
You should be, because I'm about to become your first and fourth ever longest reigning United States Women's Champion.
How about that?
Yeah.
We're excited.
And not only that, that will make me two belts Chels, because I'm bringing the AAA Mixed Tag Team Champion to Greenville.
The Green Regime in the house.
That's right. The presidential agenda is on tour.
You grew up in Canada, correct?
I sure did.
Now, what was the biggest surprise when you moved to the States that kind of shocked you?
Okay. The craziest thing I experienced was in the first year that I was here, going to the grocery store and seeing your cereal aisle.
Really?
Oh, my. It is like heaven for somebody that only ate Cheerios growing up.
That is interesting.
So they don't have cereal in Canada?
Not the way you guys do. We don't have Captain Crunch donuts.
Yeah, they've got about every flavor and shape and size you can think of. And then they have a generic brand of everything, too.
You guys just have everything available. And now, God, I love Canada so much, but I'm always hungry when I go to Canada.
Well, obviously, you got to keep in shape. And do you eat healthy or do you eat some cereal every once in a while?
Well, you know, I'm on the road all the time, so I'm eating as healthy as I possibly can. But There are days when I do a little pit stop at Taco Bell, if you know what I mean.
Hey, that's something you can use on your opponents.
Oh, God. So
that's wrong.
So what can we expect at the event? I mean, what's the big matches and who should we be watching for?
So besides me, because I assume that was a rhetorical question.
Right. We know you're the big star.
You know, I will also give a little credit where credit's due to John Cena. We've got the John Cena tournament to determine who is going to face him in Washington, D.C. for his last match ever.
Wow, huge. John Cena's a pretty big deal.
John Cena!
Exactly.
You know, it's kind of interesting that you mentioned him. We did an event in Tampa with Pat Tanaka. It was a friend of ours with the Oriental Express, Mr. Fuji back in the day. And he was showing me some moves. We went to a ring, and he's like, I'm going to show you a back slam. I did it.
See where this is going.
I did it, and right after that, for a whole week, I was laid on my couch. I could not move, and I was sick like I had a flu or something. Like something went on with my back.
Welcome to our life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think people don't realize the amount of physical strength and mm-hmm. how big of a hard deal that is. It's not just showmanship. It is definitely physical superiority.
You know, you watch the show, you think, wow, it's amazing. It's a stunt show. It's a theatrical show. It's this and that. But remember, we're getting on a plane the next morning at 5 a.m. to do it all over again.
Wow. Oh, yeah, true.
We do not have an off season. We wrestle 365 days a year.
Wow.
Well, and Chelsea Green hanging out with us on the Hawk and Tom Show. Another quick question. I know you've had to have some kind of embarrassing moment while you're wrestling.
I peed my pants. Are you kidding me?
Oh, wow. And you ain't afraid to tell us.
Wasn't expecting that.
Love it.
Well, obviously you have not watched Netflix Unreal episode 3 because I did admit it there as well. But oh, yeah, like, there's so many embarrassing things that happen. Wardrobe malfunctions, flubbing your lines and peeing your pants. Look, I probably have it good. If you ask some of the guys, I think you'd hear way worse stories.
I'll say this. Next time I get in a fight, I know what to do.
Yeah, you just kind of described our show any given morning,
including the pee in the pants part.
Yeah, lines, all of it.
Torture Tuesday. Yeah. Well, listen, it's always a blast to watch you. Thanks so much for being on the Hawk and Tom Show. Next time you're in town, come by and hang out with us on the show, and then we can. Well, I don't know if I want to wrestle or not.
Hawk will pee on you.
You know what? Let's sit and have a bowl of cereal.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we love you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a good morning.
All right, Chelsea Green going to be in the Upstate tonight, and you can go see her at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. It's WWE Friday Night Smackdown.
Yeah. It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, you know that adults spend an average of 2.5 hours daily operating on autopilot. We on autopilot. And, you know, there is some positive things about why we use autopilot, and there's some downsides as well.
Is that when you're driving and then you get to where you're going and you realize you don't remember the drive?
That is correct.
I was about to say, I bet you half of this is on autopilot while you're driving.
Well, not all of it.
Yeah, because the other half's at work.
I didn't say all of it. I said half of it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, I'm not on autopilot right now.
Oh. Press a button.
Why do we use autopilot? They say mental efficiency. So it frees up cognitive resources from more complex tasks or decisions. That's why we use autopilot. Also, habit formation. The brain learns to automate the repetitive action over and over again, so it makes it easier. And overwhelm prevention. It helps manage daily tasks without becoming mentally exhausted. So that's why our brain goes into autopilot.
Yeah, because it's the same thing every day, so you don't really need to use your brain.
Well, the downside to that is your life gets very boring and monotonous. You're doing the same thing over and over again. So life feels like a series of unfilled, you know, things going on.
You got to add some spice in there.
Okay.
I mean, I thought the whole purpose of autopilot is so that you can think about other stuff while you're doing something that your brain can do in the background, and that way you can daydream.
And it really is amazing how you can technically be working but still daydreaming and not paying attention to work at all. And for the most part, you get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, another downside of autopilot is lack of engagement with people and things. You feel like you're just not engaged with your life and what's going on around you. And increased risk of errors because we kind of not pay attention as much. We're on autopilot, and we make more mistakes and accidents out there.
That's the thing Cato was talking about. When you're like, did I run that red light? I have no idea if it was green or red.
But I just recently saw a video. In fact, I think I posted it on the station Facebook page. But that it's like your brain takes over. Your body takes over, even though you don't know what you're doing. You don't know if you ran that red light, but your brain knows it was green.
Right. I think on autopilot, most of the time, your brain is still doing the work. It's just freed up a section for you to daydream. Now, if it's not doing it right, that's a problem.
Yeah, true.
Well, and they say driving, commuting, you know, even like bus rides, Uber rides, stuff like that. It's really easy. You can be on autopilot, just look staring out the window if someone else is driving you.
Oh, yeah.
But a friend of mine, he goes to work every day in a different route every day. He's running out of routes now. He's like, you know, he goes all the way to Anderson. He's like, come back to Greenville. But he does that because he says, I don't want to be repetitive because life gets boring. I got to do something new every day.
Well, and supposedly that's safer too. if you do that. Like, you don't go the same route every day. Yeah, because in case somebody's stalking you, they can't stop you if you go a different direction.
I'm not as worried about that as I am the other stuff. I feel like taking the same route lets you be more familiar with your route.
Yeah.
And you know what to expect. You know when traffic's going to get bad. You know when you need to pay attention for someone who commonly does this in this lane.
Yeah, I've been driving 385 from downtown all these years that I really don't wake up until I get to Roper Mountain Road.
Okay, maybe I changed my mind.
All right, another place that we're on autopilot is meal preparation, like cutting vegetables, preparing your meals. You just kind of on autopilot because you do it every day, packing the kids' lunches for school and stuff like that.
You got to be careful with that, though, because I was baking recently, and I added an extra half a cup of butter on accident because I wasn't paying attention.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. Those cookies were, like, melting. They're like a Salvador Dali painting.
Hey, were the cookies you brought us?
Yeah, they were good.
They were delicious. They were real buttery.
They were.
<All
the part.
laughs>
Okay, when we get dressed is another area we are on autopilot, or personal care like brushing our teeth, the daily routine of just hygiene alone. You know, did I brush my teeth? When you know you do that on the way to work, all you got to do is put your tongue across your front teeth, and you're like, oh, no, I did not.
But I can't be autopilot in the shower because I'll forget to wash something. I have a routine.
Yeah, I do too.
I have a routine too, but I think that's when autopilot kicks in a lot of times.
I don't know, because sometimes I was sitting there thinking, wait a minute, I'm off my routine. Did I wash my arms?
Did I put on deodorant? Now that's one too. I got emergency deodorant in my glove box.
I do that with my purse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you never know, especially because we have events and stuff outdoors, and sometimes it gets hot.
Yeah, well, it makes a mess too in the summer, so I got to take my D.O. out of my glove box.
D.O.?
Yeah,
deodorant. Dear Lord.
Yeah. Okay, and then grocery shopping, we're on autopilot, because you like to follow the familiar path of your grocery store.
I'm on mimosa.
Okay, that's a little bit different.
Kato's just drunk.
No, I don't get drunk, but...
Can you get a DUI with a buggy?
Probably these days.
I get in the car buggy.
Sir, we noticed you were swerving a little bit there. that's the wobbly wheel, sir. I'm not drunk.
But let me tell you, it's an art to hold the cart with one hand and your glass with the other. Yeah. Just a glass.
Steering a cart one hand, it's tough.
And when you got a case of beer, a case of water,
a
gallon of milk.
Also, completing housework, we're on autopilot. So we're on autopilot quite a bit. And they say the automatic behavior causes 35% of us to worry that life is passing them by.
Mm-hmm. It does feel that way.
Okay. 68 want to create more memorable experiences and not be on autopilot as much.
It passes by just like me passing that red light.
Yeah, okay.
Going right through it.
20% feel disconnected from daily life when they are on autopilot.
Autopilot is designed to take the boring, repetitive things and not make them boring and repetitive. So when you are on autopilot, your other option is just to be present for something boring. So that's dumb.
Well, for the cleaning of the house, can I just get another pilot? Because I don't even want to be on autopilot for that.
This is you, co-pilot. Step up.
They're expensive, Kato.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, the holiday season is here, and for a lot of people, that is exciting. It brings them joy. But some people feel pressured to act happier than they really are this time of year.
Aww.
About 7 out of 10 people say they feel pressured to act happy.
Well, it's in the song, Have a Holly Jolly Christmas. They're like demanding that you have a holly jolly Christmas.
Yeah, they don't even ask.
Yeah, it's
they're
like,
just telling you.
Yeah, have a holly jolly Christmas.
Whether you like it or not.
What's wrong with you?
Well, the other 30% either don't feel the pressure or they just don't even care enough to pretend anymore. 60% said they would describe the holidays as stressful. Only 23% find them relaxing. I think the younger you are, the more relaxing and fun the holidays are. And the older you are, the more demanding it is, because you start to become responsible for the parties, the cooking, the presents. And so there's so much for you to get done.
Then you get through that, and then it's your grandparents' age, and they don't have any responsibility. Like, because you're buying most of the presents for them and all that stuff. It's like, as and they don't have kids to buy for and stuff like that.
Actually, my mom does most of our cooking still.
Wow, okay.
She won't, because she likes her cooking.
All right.
She'll put down anybody else's green beans.
I'll be honest, I like her cooking too.
She cooks good.
I do that too with my chili. Other people will make chili. I'm like, I should have made my own.
Yeah. You know what? You're going over to somebody's house for a chili party or something. I'll make my own. I'll just bring my own.
I'm bringing my own lunch.
Well, if you're just trying to get to January, you're not alone. One out of five people said they feel sad, disappointed, or depressed when the holidays are over, and too many parties can be exhausting. Three out of four people said some of the holiday events feel more like an obligation than a fun time, and two-thirds might skip a couple of them this year.
There's too many.
There are a lot.
I love them, but I've already got two.
Yeah,
in the same night.
If you got a big book in Cato, you need to start right now.
You should have done it last month.
Okay.
Because I'm booking up.
Now, there are some people, I think, that make the holidays more joyous for you. Mm-hmm. For instance, the person who decorates their yard for Thanksgiving. They're going that extra mile to okay. make sure that you're not, you know, you've got that extra holiday in between that they're celebrating. They got a big turkey that blows up out in the front yard.
That's about all there is. Well, you can put those wreaths on your door that's got, you know, the red gold leaves.
Yeah.
I have the whole colorful leaf in my yard. That's for my trees.
That's your decoration for Thanksgiving.
I'm just going to leave them there all winter.
Yeah.
We can also thank the drivers who put the red nose and antlers on their car.
Appreciate them. I so much do.
Looks like they ran over a clown.
Yeah.
Which makes it really awesome. Of course, Secret Santa at work. No. You hate everyone at your job. Now you have to buy them a present, but it adds spirit and cheer.
By the way, have you replied to the invite for our Christmas party, our company party?
I haven't seen it.
Oh. Me either.
Are you serious?
Maybe we didn't get invited.
It's the second thing that I have been uninvited to without being told.
They sent it during the summer.
They sent it like 6 months ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't responded yet.
Okay, update. That might have been an email I ignored.
Oh, that makes sense. They say another thing that can cheer us up is that person who has the elf legs dangling from their trunk. It's funny because they murdered an elf.
Oh, that ain't good. I don't like that one. I like the elf on the shelf now.
Ooh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Then you've got the Thanksgiving host that makes everyone at the table go around and give thanks before they say the prayer, which is pretty bad because a lot of people just want to eat, watch football, and try to figure out which one of their relatives is going to start a fight first.
Well, and it's bad when you go last because everything else is taken.
Yeah,
I know.
You know what I mean? You can't just be like, everybody else is family. Everybody else is, and you're like, I'm thankful for the yeast rolls.
Yeah.
Pass them all over.
It's kind of like when, you know, you're in reading class and you got to go around the class and you know your time's coming. And then right before that, you know what? Someone took your line.
Yeah.
That you've been practicing.
Yeah, you've been like, this is my thankful one I'm going to give. It's going to be good. Grandma's going to be happy.
And just like in math class, when you have to do the times tables and they're passing around, and you're sitting there the whole time and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't do this in my head by the time they get to me. Can I go to the bathroom, please?
Yeah.
Well, trauma. These are some of the things you can do around the holidays, things you can take note of that will cheer you up so you can be pressured into feeling happy.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It's the best time of the year.
I think carols do help. Christmas carols cheer you
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
I've been listening already.
And drinks, alcoholic drinks.
Eggnog.
Okay.
And mistletoe.
Come here.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
They ask kids of all ages, what do you hate? Now, most of these you probably know.
I'm thinking homework.
Well, homework and homework. Also, tests and quizzes.
Yes.
They don't like the quizzes. The pop quizzes, I always hated those. Who do you go into class like, okay, pop quiz? I'm like, oh, no.
We still hate them, the ones we have to take for work.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. So you can decide which like age range this is because some of them obviously are for the younger kids. Some are for the teens. But these are the things that they said that they hate. And this is teens, I think, being told no or micromanaged.
I think that would be any kid.
You think?
Yeah, kids hate being told no even when they're little.
I guess so. They throw a little tantrum, stomp their feet.
I'm an adult, and I still don't love it.
No, I think I like it less now.
All right, being rushed or pressured.
Oh.
Out the door, gotta go. And it's like, I gotta fix my hair. Which is another thing if they can't get their hair just right.
I get annoyed if friends will say, we're going to come by and pick you up at this time. And then next thing I'll say, well, let me know when you're on my street. Next thing I know, they're texting me, we're in the driveway. And I'm like, You just stressed me out. Now I'm going to have to rush around, use the bathroom, get my jacket.
Hey, would you have been able to do all of that when they got on your street?
I have a long street.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's the things that kids hate most, lectures. If you're trying to teach them something or, you know, give them some life advice, I think that's more teens than kids, little kids.
The adult version of that, meetings, where they're lecturing you. And again, still don't love it.
And I do lectures a lot with my kids.
Yeah.
Sometimes my kids would go to my wife and they would say, like, please don't tell Dad because he'll talk to us for 30 minutes about it. That's what they were worried about from me.
Their time is valuable. Speaking of time, bedtime. It often feels like an unwelcome interruption to their playtime, whether it's video games or whatever. It's like, I got to go to bed.
And isn't it crazy? Then you become an adult and all you look forward to is bedtime.
I saw something online the other day and it said, when I was a kid, I hated my 9 o'clock bedtime and I looked forward to being an adult when I could go to bed anytime I wanted. And it turns out that time is 9 p.m.
I was sending a bunch of memes and videos to friends and I got a response from one of them that said, go to bed. Because it was like 10 o'clock.
That's funny.
Yeah, I'm like, thanks.
All right, ask kids of all ages, what do you hate? Chores and cleaning up the room.
Yes,
I still hate those now.
Mm-hmm. So basically, we have not graduated past any of this.
No, we haven't grown into adults yet.
Okay, how about this one? Sticky hands.
I cannot stand it.
I can't either.
I have sanitizer right here.
Okay, but most common, they say, with toddlers, they're like, sticky. My hands are sticky. They don't like that.
So Michael is now learning, like, foods and stuff, and it is the hardest thing in the world for me when he's got food on his mouth, on his hands. I'm like, just let him be messy for a little bit. Just let him learn. But on the inside, I'm dying to clean those hands.
Some of our best pictures are like one of the kids with spaghetti all over their head, you know? It's just so cute.
Yeah.
All right, top things that the kids hate, being grounded or phone taken away, but you know that one. That's just punishment.
Okay, now that sounds like a dream.
Yeah.
For right now.
You want to be grounded for a couple
of
weeks?
Please ground me. All right. I don't want to have to go anywhere.
But don't take my phone away.
No.
I want something to do.
I would probably be violent if my phone was taken away because I can't imagine what I would do when I'm just sitting there.
Nothing, because I remember I left my phone in a friend's car.
Oh, that had to be horrible.
I didn't have it all night long.
Kato, you should have called. I would have gotten you a burner phone.
Oh, I was just, thank gosh. I had a laptop.
All right, kids hate the doctor's office visit with shots or any dentist visit with shots.
Hate them?
Yeah. So we haven't grown out of that either.
I don't mind the shots anymore.
No, they don't hurt us. They know how to do it now where you can't even feel
it. That's part of it. I think when you're a kid, your nervous system seems to be more active and things hurt more. You feel stuff more.
Yeah, when my
you haven't learned how to like dampen some of that.
When my kids were little, I would always surprise them with a shot. I would never tell them, okay, let's go get our shots because you got that long car drive. I would just, you know, show up at the doctor and go, oh, it's time for shots. I'm like, I can't believe you're doing this to my kid right now.
I love when my friend surprised me with a shot.
That's a different kind of shot.
A fireball.
All right, things that the kids hate. They say siblings on certain days.
Yeah.
But hate's such a strong
word. You're right. But man, she was mean sometimes.
You're so sensitive. I mean, people use the word hate as a lot of different stuff. But I think that even as adults, sometimes we hate our siblings.
All right, baths. No. Kids don't like to be clean, apparently. I think that's the younger kids.
Bath was fun for us.
I think it's fun time.
I still dread it to this day, taking
a
shower.
Now.
It's so much work. You got to take your makeup off. If it's not a hair night, you got to put it up.
Oh, yeah.
It's just too much.
It's tough.
Teenagers, though, they take long showers. You got also being teased about their hair or their like girlfriends and boyfriends at a certain age. That's, I guess, around middle school or elementary school.
They don't like being teased, period.
Yeah, being teased is a big deal.
Or embarrassed.
That was also on the list, embarrassing parents. So, you know, if you're honking in car line or something, yelling at your kids, or getting out and doing a dance in car line or just wherever they're at, maybe at a football game.
I was picking my nephew up. I don't know if he was in elementary or middle, but he opened the door and I started yelling, "Get in the car, David!" He jumped in and put his head down and got mad at me.
Yeah.
Why do we have this desire or urge to embarrass our kids?
Because my dad did it.
It's generational trauma.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And it built character in us, so we're doing our best to build it in our kids.
But look at our character. I don't think it was good character.
My dad said it built character. You remember the time that he and my uncle jumped the curb at my sister's high school to pick her up and said, "Jump in the car. We just stole
stole a loaf of bread.
And she cried all the way home.
Yeah. That's trauma for you. And then finally, they say, on the same note, long car rides. Kids, they don't like the long car rides when you're going during the holidays and stuff.
When they're little, but nowadays, I mean, my kids just get on their devices, and it's like they're doing the same thing they would have been doing on the couch.
I had to drive to Fountain Inn the other day. I was so
You
mad.
Still hate that?
I still hate long car rides.
You just got to get on your phone.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
All right, so if you watch the media or go online, you'd be pretty convinced that America is doomed right now. No one can afford houses, salaries are down, cost of living is up. It seems hopeless.
Yeah.
But Americans have come through once again with our winning spirit and our hardworking drive.
Yay!
More than one-third of Americans now have a side hustle.
Oh, okay.
We are working an extra job just to make enough money to make ends meet.
You adapt and overcome.
So just about a third of Americans have a side hustle, and the most common reason is to help make ends meet. And 14% said money isn't just the main goal. It's also a passion project for them. So what are people doing?
Yeah, please, because I've been thinking about getting a part-time job.
Okay.
Because I have too many hours in the day. I do nothing.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, yes.
I wouldn't say that around work if I were you.
I get my work done.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, we're home. I work from, you know, home after we leave here. I get on the computer and work, but
well,
still,
see,
I have all day.
All these videos people are making, you know.
Well, the most common thing that people are doing is selling or reselling stuff online.
Oh, I hate doing that.
I have a buddy of mine started selling books during the pandemic, and now it's like his main job. It was a side hustle turned into his main job because he did so well.
You just call him Amazon.
Yeah,
that's how they started.
Well, that's okay. Well, he sells on Amazon and eBay and everything, but you can make a lot of money doing that.
Okay.
If you got like old, like let's say you got it at your house, you got a ton of books or a ton of whatever, maybe CDs.
How do you make a lot of money? Because I see a lot of those books, they're $4.99, and it's like then you got shipping and everything. I don't see how they make hardly anything.
No, well, you got hardbacks that are $30, mm-hmm. and then you find them at Goodwill or in the yard sale.
No one's paying $30 for a used hardcover book.
Oh, you need to do your research.
I have. I buy books, and I would never pay that for a used book.
But people are. I mean, if you go in, not the used ones, but if you go into like Barnes & Noble or something, they're $25-$30 per hardback book.
Well, and there's also...
But those are new.
There's also first editions, all kinds of other books.
That just sounds like too much work.
I know, right?
Okay, so that ain't the side hustle you want to do.
All right.
Well, the top products they sell are handmade or custom goods, vintage or secondhand stuff, and print-on-demand products like fun T-shirts.
Is there a side hustle that doesn't actually involve the hustle, but I still get paid?
Yeah, just do the side part of it.
Yeah. The best thing you could do as far as a side hustle that isn't a lot of work is sell crap you've got laying around.
You could do that. Also, I know you go to the jockey lot, barnyard or flea market and those places, and I see people, they got those 3D printers. And they make little toys, little snakes and stuff, and they paint them, and they sell them at these places, these venues.
Those start way too early on the weekends.
Yes.
I'm looking at something during the week. Like the jockey lot. Okay. You need to be there like at 6 or 7.
You only have to do it 2 days or even one day if you want to.
And then if you think the Pickens flea market, that's on a Wednesday morning.
Okay.
I barely make it to the farmer's market downtown because they close by like 11.
Yeah.
12, but yeah, starts at 8. And that's too early.
Same thing. Yeah. It's too early. Yeah.
Okay, then you're very demanding. Two-thirds of the people say they spend less than 10 hours a week on it, so they're not putting a lot of time into
it. Which I'm not going to either.
Right. We've noticed. And half of them started their current side hustle within the past year. And what do people make on these side hustles? It depends on how you look at it. It may be more or less than you thought.
Money.
How That's much money?
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were talking about what they make, like product or, okay, so you're talking about money?
Oh, my God.
You told me yearly? I would say 20 grand.
They make $500 a month or less.
Okay, so I was close.
Yeah, you were close. $6,000 a year. So most people are basically getting enough money to help cover some bill or other or some extra spending money, but they are not, it's not like a second job at $500 a month. That might pay for your car payment or something.
So you didn't really give me any ideas, huh?
We gave you a lot of ideas, Kato. You just didn't like any of them.
No, it's too much work. I'm not working that hard.
I think that you don't want to hustle for your side hustle.
I'm with Tori.
Yeah. Kato's going to lose $500 a month.
I already do.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, now there is scientific proof that attractive women are a total pain in the bottom. Fellas, you know what? You have your issues as well, and I'll get to those in just a second. But researchers, they interviewed women to gauge their temperament and how they handle conflict. What they found is when a woman thinks that she is attractive or very good looking, she's more likely to respond with anger than a woman who thinks less of her attractiveness.
Well, yeah, it's the pretty effect. You can get away with more if you're good looking. Okay. Everybody knows that.
I see stuff online, though, where ugly people act ugly.
Well, that's true, too. But that's not what this research is about.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's true, but this is different.
Okay, well, you just watch the movie Mean Girls, and we can find out a lot about that, right?
I've never seen that.
That was a documentary. You should watch it.
All right. Also, the women who think they are more attractive, they have higher expectations of what they deserve in relationship and in their life.
Oh, yeah. High maintenance is what you call them.
Yeah. Well, I guess, in other words, if a woman thinks she's attractive, she has a bigger headache.
Yeah.
And you have to do a lot more for that person.
Right.
And there's a lot of girls out there that think they are more attractive than they are.
Yes.
There are a lot of people who think that.
I agree.
Some people, what is that thing, punting out your coverage or whatever?
Punting your coverage.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what that waiter said to Tom when he married Jamie.
Which was rude. That was not very nice.
Yeah, my wife was very upset by it.
You were like, just bring my food, please. Yeah.
Now, when it comes to men, the study found similar link with men, but it had more to do with their physical strength than their looks. So they are more higher maintenance if they are stronger, apparently, or I guess maybe even, you know, strong-willed. I don't know if it's physical. Well, I guess it is physical.
Well, isn't this the thing of knowing your worth, basically?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if you're working hard on yourself, then you want someone who knows your worth and they work hard on them too.
Well, and you have to, you know, I think knowing yourself is the best thing you can give somebody in relationship. Like, you know, if you're a pain in the butt, you know, you're going to be a little bit more relaxed in the relationship knowing that you got some issues too. But if you think you're all that and a bag of chips.
Yeah. Now, you're talking about the guys who work out in the gym and flex in front of the mirror the whole time they're there?
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Could be that. Yeah.
Just let their show
kind of is that. Yeah. It says they're stronger.
Yeah. Physical strength.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not
more so
judging
than their looks.
You do you, but
you think guys though do look in the mirror and think, man, I'm not that bad looking. Or
I've done it at times.
When you're dressing it up.
Yeah. You know, you're like, I don't look too bad today. Yeah. Most of the time, no.
You know what do you do? When you got that suit on and you look it in the mirror?
Yeah, I had a wedding to go to recently. I'm at a hotel getting ready, and I got those full-length mirrors in hotel rooms. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, I can dress up all for weddings and funerals.
All that night, Kato was high maintenance.
Just watching himself in every mirror he walked by.
I will say I got the dance party going at the reception.
You're confident enough to get out on the dance floor with those.
I couldn't take my jacket off because I had sweat rings under my arms.
But you got it, man.
But I had it.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So there are a lot of things out there that you can take advice from people who have been down the road ahead of you. And one thing people are saying is that there are boomers and old people who have some things that maybe we can learn from. These are actually elderly habits and strategies that we should all consider adopting. And before you judge, listen up, because you may like some of these. One thing they recommend that old people commonly do is saying nice things to strangers.
Yes.
So, you know, there's some cranky old folks, but generally speaking, older people are more likely to engage with you. Just give compliments or they'll say something nice to you. Another thing is, a grandma said, don't do the dishes if you're cooking. Make the eaters wash them. You are not the maid. Mm. Yeah. So that's good advice for any moms or anyone out there doing the cooking is, hey, if you made the meal, get someone else that enjoyed the meal to clean up.
That's what we set up very early on. I was like, I don't want to cook and clean. That's not fair. So I cook and he cleans. So he suffers through my cooking.
Yeah.
And then he gets to clean up.
That makes it sound worse that way.
But you know what? I find it, the times I have cooked, I don't cook a lot these days, but I found it a lot easier just as you go along.
I do too.
To keep up with the dishes.
We don't have anybody to clean up after us. So we have to kind of do it as we go.
True.
Yeah, but I do it also because sometimes I do dirty up a lot. So I'll start cleaning up in the middle of it.
I just start seeing the sink just get higher and higher with dishes. And I'm like, I just something about it. I'm like, I want to get that done now.
You ever thought about throwing away a pan just instead of washing
wow.
it?
Wow.
You know why? When, you know, you burn the milk or something on the bottom, you're trying to scrape it off and stuff.
Just toss it.
I'm just going to toss it. Yeah.
Something else old people suggest is sleep as much as you need to. There's no shame in self-care.
I agree.
That's true to a point. We got schedules we got to keep, and sometimes you just run out of time. But don't be ashamed to take the sleep you need.
Yeah, but I've never understood the parents who wake their kids up early on the weekends. Like, just let them sleep.
Yeah, let them catch up.
Yeah.
I agree with that, but there is something about it. No matter what, like, let's say you take a nap in the middle of the day, and it's like someone calls you, and you pick up. You pick it up, and they're like, oh, were you sleeping? Like, no, I wasn't sleeping. It's like you're almost embarrassed that you're taking a nap.
Oh, you say that? I say I was trying to.
Yeah. Okay. And then they could call you in the middle of the night, too. And they're like, you were sleeping? No, I was up watching TV.
I think my friends know if they call late or text late, then they're going to get a call at 4:30 the following morning when I do have to get up to go to work.
Just saying, don't be embarrassed about sleeping. No, it's okay. No.
I'm not.
You're going to love this next one, I think. It's pajamas. Old people say getting an hour ahead of pajamas before you go to bed, and that way you can relax, go through a book or read the news, enjoy coffee, which wouldn't be a good idea before bed unless it's decaf, but it gives them privately enjoyable time before the day begins if you start the day that way, or an hour in the evening. If you're not going out for the rest of the night, change into pajamas to be completely comfortable.
Well, that may liven up your house at bedtime, wouldn't it, Tom?
What do you mean?
You sleep naked. Get me a book out. I'm going to get my pajamas right now.
They didn't say to walk around naked. They said to put on pajamas.
I love pajamas. I got some fleece.
That's your pajamas, though. Do you wear pajamas?
I don't, but if I was going to lounge around the house in pajamas, then I would put on pajamas.
Never mind. It's not as funny that way.
Get rid of social media apps. The old people say at best they're a way to kill time with an occasional interesting post, but at worst, they'll poison your head. You know, I feel like a hypocrite because I spend so much time on social media, but I recognize that it's creating this doom and gloom in me where you see, like, you think the whole world's falling apart.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's better just to be ignorant and happy. And, you know, I sit there and I'll see on the social media where the government's shut down and all these things are going on. But then my personal life really isn't that much worse right now, but I'm walking around like it is because of all the doom and gloom.
John gets frustrated with me because I don't keep up with all of that. And he's like, how do you know what's going on in the world? I'm like, I don't, because there's nothing I can do to change it. So why?
Yeah.
What's the point?
And you got my back, honey.
Yeah. But what do you think when you see people post posting on social media, I'm getting rid of all my social media because it's too much?
Yeah.
I'm like, really?
You had to announce that?
Yeah. And on social media. Uh-huh. Like, looks like you didn't get rid of this one.
Well, the final thing the old people recommend, and I saw this coming, Werther's Original.
Oh, yes.
Hard candy. Once person said, I didn't get it before, but now that I'm older and taking meds for problems, if my mouth goes dry, I suck on candy. Of course, you're going to catch diabetes, but, you know, whatever works for you. But it's funny how old people love those hard candies.
Oh, my grandpa used to carry those in his pocket, and every time I'd see him, he'd be like, you want a Werther's? And I was always like, these things are not that great, but they're the best thing ever because they're from you.
They ain't nothing like a warm piece of peppermint candy out of grandpa's pocket.
It was nice. It was a little pre-melted. You didn't have to do so much work.
Just lick the wrapper here because it's a
funny.
Liquid.
Old people are into candy, too. My grandfather, he was a preacher, and as he got older, he would have jelly beans for the kids. And I'm like, that's just gross. He's pulling jelly beans out of his pocket.
Oh, they're not in a bag?
I don't think so.
Gross.
I said it was gross.
Yeah.
The kids took them, though.
I would, too.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, half the people say they feel, quote, depressed after turning our clocks back.
Really?
They feel sleepy. They say it might take a couple weeks before we get back into our normal routine because it gets darker earlier. And 44% of people say they leave the house less during the months when it gets darker earlier.
Okay.
And obviously, you've probably noticed that here the past few days. A lot of people are afraid of the dark, even adults. Now, as kids, I think we all were afraid of the dark because you would be there trying to go to sleep and, you know, closet door was open and your dad or mom would come in and say, it's okay, honey, there's nothing in there.
As kids?
Yeah.
How many nightlights do you have?
Do you close your doors, your closet doors and stuff?
Yes. Just,
okay.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't pay any attention to any of that anymore. Okay.
It's like, you know, but as, you know, when you're a kid, I feel like that was really a big deal. I won't even hang my feet off the bed sometimes because I'm afraid there's something underneath.
Really?
And that's how they get you.
Uh-huh. Or a hand. Uh-huh. Or a hand.
There's something creepy about that. I don't know why. But with the kids, I'm always like, you know what? You go check the closet. And you're like, it's okay. There's no monsters in there this time.
This time.
Yeah. 12% of American adults are afraid of the dark. Apparently more than that in here. But they say we're predisposed to develop a fear of the dark. We're more likely to be afraid of things that would have been dangerous to our prehistoric ancestors, like, you know, heights and darkness and spiders and snakes and saber-toothed tigers and all that stuff.
I'll admit, I'm afraid of saber-toothed tigers.
So we are, it's kind of just built into us, I guess, throughout the decades, you know, we've just inherited that fear of darkness. It also may stem from the unknown. Things that make us feel uneasy are commonly things that are outside of our control. So we get kind of scared of that. You can't see as well in the dark. You know, even like haunted houses and stuff like that. Oh. That's why they're dark. It makes it much more scarier. You go out and it's dark. You know, you're afraid to go to your mailbox. I'll just wait until the morning to go to the mailbox or take the trash out.
How old are you?
Yeah. I'm just saying these are what people are saying they're afraid of.
I mean, I would be afraid of the dark if I was in the Amazon rainforest, but on my street outside, I'm not afraid to go to the mailbox.
Well, those lights.
I feel like we don't need to judge.
Yeah.
I don't like the dark either.
Get this, 27% think all the extra darkness puts them at more of a risk of being mugged now.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're walking down the streets in Main Street or whatever. It's like you don't want to go down that alley because you're afraid someone might jump out from behind the dumpsters and take all your money.
Muggings are way up in Malden right now. That's a joke in case someone just heard that.
Yeah.
I don't worry about getting mugged
here. You don't get out.
Do you worry about getting mugged?
I just stay out of dark alleys and
when it's downtown and it's like 2 o'clock in the morning or something.
What are you doing there to begin with?
Hey, even parking garages at 2 a.m. scare me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Going up the steps to the third floor where your car is lit up.
And that's
still
different because I got a gun, so I don't worry about that.
I mean, I have 57 nightlights at my house because they're beautiful. At night.
They're a gift.
Yeah. I do have a lot of night lights. I'm like, sometimes the HOA will send me a letter going, can you turn off your night lights? Because the neighbors can't sleep.
But, you know, I feel like I can actually see. If I wake up in the middle of the night, I really could see because you don't realize till my power went out once. I didn't realize how much light comes from my clock beside my bed, from the little red lights on my alarms or my TV. And I do have a couple of night lights down the hall.
I will say a great gift is there's those toilet lights now that light up and you can make it neon. And you put them underneath your toilet seat and it lights your whole toilet seat up if you have to go at night.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's got to be nasty. That's that light. You know he's getting peed on.
Well, sure. I mean, over time.
So is the seat, but hopefully you clean it.
Yeah. I mean, don't you do that?
I don't do that. My wife does that.
But you can change the colors in your toilet bowl to make it like.
I can do that, too. Okay. I can make it yellow.
All right. It's got a neon setting, Tom.
No, that's if I take vitamins the day before.
Would you add something else to your list I'm scared of?
What?
Tom talking about his bathroom habits.
It's totally different.
At least that one makes sense.
Okay.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.